Father, thank you for this beautiful picture of the consummation and your peaceable kingdom that our sisters have helped us envision so beautifully. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your coming kingdom. Come now, be with us. We want to be completely yours. In Jesus' name, amen. You girls are such a blessing. And you all are such blessings to me. I can't believe that 35 sessions in a row in succession, I've been able to board a plane, a Southwest plane in Nashville, Tennessee, and come down here and feast with you all. And it's just been, it's just unbelievable to me that I get to be on this train with you all, this happy, happy train. I'm just so grateful, so thankful. The verse of Scripture, one of the verses that went by in this gorgeous tableau of what's coming, is the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. That same verse occurs, I think, more than a time or two. It's in Habakkuk. I believe it's Habakkuk 2:14. The earth will be as filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the ocean is full of water. Now think about that. Think of envisioning our world torn by violence and hatred and greed and misogyny and prejudice and every kind of ugly thing. Think about this world being as filled with the knowledge of God's glory one day as the ocean is full of water. How many have ever been out in the way out in the ocean on a cruise? Or, I mean, it's all you can see is water in every direction. Water, water, water all around you. I love to go out on a boat late at night when everybody else has gone to sleep and just be out there and looking all around and just see water, water. And all I can think of is there's coming a day when this earth will be as filled with the knowledge of God's glory as that ocean is filled with water. The very first record our little record company made in 1976, in those days it was vinyl, you know, somebody remembers vinyl. It's coming, it's making a comeback, you know. if you looked in vinyl records in the old days, there was what's called scribing information around the label. It's stuff that would be inscribed, and there would be usually a product number, a stock number of what that master, what that master was. I remember seeing one with John Entwistle, who played bass with The Who. I saw the scribing information on his vinyl record, and it looked really different and interesting to me, and I pulled it out, and I tilted it in the light so I could read it, and it said, "Grown men did this." But our first record in 1976, we yearned to see this fulfillment of the earth being as filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the ocean is filled with water. And so we put not just our stock number, our master number, but HAB 2:14. And I remember getting our first pressing and getting it out and looking at that and saying, yes, yes. Even people who never pay any attention to the scribing information, one day they are going to experience too this earth being as filled with the knowledge of God's glory as the ocean is full of water. Everything begins with the triune God who has existed through eternal ages. And all will find its fulfillment in Him, in God, as revealed to us in the Word made flesh, His Son Jesus Christ. As things began to progress through eternity, God created the angels, the angelic order. It's mentioned several different places in Scripture. Nehemiah 9:6 mentions the creation of the angelic order. Our very first morning here, we heard it read from Psalm 148 about God creating the angelic order. It's mentioned in Colossians 1. And then, of course, we had that horrible fall that we talked about from paradise lost, and that's described by John Milton and in the early going of the Book of Enoch that so many of the church fathers talked about. And we had the falling of the powers, all of that. And we'll come back to that later. And you know, I tend to always want to tell what I don't read as much as you guys do. I'm a painfully slow reader, but I get excited about books that I do read. But I refrain from sharing much about that here because I know you're getting all these lists of books that you have to read and books you want to read for your courses. But two books that I'll do a little simple bibliography on this series for anyone who's interested. I was chatting with Vaughn Crotipton the other morning about an author named, is it Walter Wink? Walter Wink, who has written several books on the powers. I noticed at least five. I think three of them are comprise a trilogy. But he really has done a lot of work on the powers. And also another book on discerning and contending with, encountering Zeitgeist, this book that I mentioned the other day, I don't know if I mentioned it the other day, Subverting Global Myths by Vinod Ramachandra from Sri Lanka. Very discerning book about engaging and dealing with the elemental spirits. But even after the fall in the angelic order, God was not deterred. Richard McBrien said in his systematic theology in the 70s, God is radically social, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's intrinsically, radically social. Fellowship is just life. Life is fellowship. And so, undeterred by the angelic fall, the rebellion, and all that ensued, the corrupting that happened, God then begins to create the elements, to call physicality into being, and then makes humankind, male and female, in his own image. Something that's hard for us to really imagine on our way to the peaceable kingdom is that this is the breaking in of it now, church. Every time two or more assemble in the holy and mighty and lovely name of Jesus, the cosmic dimensions of the church, the cosmic activity of the church begins to happen. Now, we talked about various things that were part of the cosmic, experiencing the cosmic church. We talked about the cloud of witnesses, the innumerable myriads of angels, the spirits of all those being made perfect, Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. All of those elements are present and engaged right here. But don't hear in that passage in Hebrews that we read the other day, yesterday, I think, don't hear that what's important is all those invisible spiritual things and the physical part of the church, us gathered here, a little Methodist church in Kansas, a big Pentecostal church in Houston, a Roman Catholic church in Mexico City, a free church in Taiwan. Don't think that those physical things are to be diminished by the invisible ones. Those invisible ones are breaking in wherever we gather in the name. It's not a Gnostic gospel. It's a breaking in by the invisible into the visible. Creation is groaning in birth pangs. Creation yearns for this fulfillment, this peaceable kingdom. All of creation groans. The elements are groaning, the scripture says. I was there for the birth of both our children. And that pain was unimaginable to me. What creation is experiencing now is something like that. The groaning, the discomfort, the pangs of childbirth. But the glory that's coming in that peaceable kingdom will be far greater than the joy of a newborn baby. And it's hard to imagine anything being more joyous than when you hold that little one in your hands, in your arms. Feel their breath on your cheek. Kiss their little face. The joy is palpable. But the joy that's coming will be beyond that, beyond anything we can imagine. The elements will melt with fervent heat, Peter tells us in his second epistle, third chapter. The elements are going to melt with fervent heat on our way to this peaceable kingdom getting here. Fasten your seatbelts. Have no fear. All is going to be well. But it could get way rougher before it gets better. The elements will melt with fervent heat. But he will be revealed. He will come. This kingdom will come. It's interesting that the peaceable kingdom has been written about so much, and even comedians talk about the peaceable kingdom. I love Woody Allen's take. The lion shall lie down with the calf, and the calf won't get much sleep. When you look at all those juxtapositions in the different animals that our sisters were telling us about, they're all going to be together. And nobody's in danger. Woody Allen's wrong. Nobody's going to be in danger. Nobody's going to get eaten, bitten, chewed on. It will all be peaceful and lovely and beautiful and joyous. And what's more, think if you start with the wolf and the lamb and the calf and the lion, extrapolate from there. How about a Calvinist and an Arminian lying down together? How about a Democrat and a Republican? How about a Roman Catholic and a Baptist? How about a Southerner and a Yankee, the French and the Germans, the Hutu and the Tutsi? That's what's going to happen. That's what's coming, is that what happened in Orlando the other day will be no more. That's what's coming. Peace, righteousness, mercy, justice. His peaceable kingdom is coming. Let's prepare our hearts for a couple moments of silence.